We are now back in open session, and there will be no action taken on the executive session. Commissioner Rawhauser, would you like to begin with?
I really have nothing to report on. I would like to comment on the two articles in the newspaper, kind of Roundup and the Examiner. I thought they were very well written and very well done. One of the things I would like to see is that Commissioner Bousman, in all organizations there must be leadership, and he is the leader. There's no question about it. And I don't mean for just Sublette County, but for the Western United States. And so consequently, what did, for a common person in Sublette County, what did they benefit from commissioners going to Washington, D.C.? Well, in 2017, to the tune of $517,000. That's what they got from the PILT money and from the SRS money that Joel spoke to on the Capitol steps, and had Congressman Mr. Gosar's son Paul was there, along with many other congressmen and senators, speaking on behalf of the PILT money and the SRS money. We funded, if I'm not mistaken, all of our search and rescue helicopters for all summer long. So without that money, I don't know where we would be with the budget, which we talked about today, transferring money from one organization to another. So when you think about money spent, whether it be a motel room or it be a plane ticket, it was, in my estimation, a very well-spent money for what we get from it. Because if there aren't people like Commissioner Bousman leading the charge to get Congress to fund these, we're in trouble, because we are roughly 89% federal lands. So we've got to get the money from somewhere. So that's really what I have to say. I hope that we can, because somebody's going to ask the question, what are we getting out of this other than good roads?
Right. I will add to that that SRS and PILT are not perpetually funded organizations.
No.
Every year we have to fight for that money, and every year PILT and SRS are in danger of being cut or discontinued. And as a wise commissioner said, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
And the thing about it is almost all eastern states have no PILT money because they have really no federal land. So they're not concerned about it. So when it gets time to vote on the floor of the House or the Senate, they're not really concerned about it, as is Nevada or Arizona or Wyoming or Utah.
Right. And one other thing that I do want to bring out is that some counties foot the bill to send all of their commissioners to these meetings. We just feel it's important just to send a representative, and Commissioner Rawhauser went along to learn from somebody who's been doing this for a long time. So in sending two commissioners, I think we got a heck of a bang for our buck. Anything further, Commissioner Rawhauser?
No, I'm done for the day.
Okay. Commissioner Noble.
The only thing I have for this is we had our kickoff meeting with CTC. Doc joined me, so if I leave something out.
CTC is what?
They're the communication company that's moving forward with the broadband project. Their schedule, they just gave us their schedule and the time frame we were looking at. After the meeting, I called them, and we had it bumped up significantly for the fact of the endowed money grants and all that coming out, which the RFI will be ready on the 19th. And we're going to go over that here in person, not in this room, but on that day, if anybody would like to join me, that's fine. As I know, Doc is planning on it. where we're at. They have been in touch with all the providers and moving forward. That pretty much covers it for me.
Okay. Commissioner Burnett.
Actually, all I'd say is we have a follow-up phone conference with them on this Thursday, the 5th.
Yeah.
The meeting on the 19th, I will not be able to attend. But we are moving forward. We've got that timeline moved up, and we should have some answers coming in fairly quickly.
This is a request for information.
Yes.
Right.
And that's all it is.
That's all it is.
Yeah, we're not moving forward with any projects.
Just to see if we can join or get any partnerships going with any providers, because that's part of the endowed bill. We have to have a partner.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Noble.
And that's all I have.
Commissioner Burnett, that's it?
Not a town.
Not a town.
Okay.
An actual.
I understand.
No more, Commissioner Burnett?
No.
Okay. Commissioner Bousman?
I guess as a follow-up to the discussion of the Department of Interior reorganization, we spent almost 3 hours yesterday on a conference call with, it's called the Wyoming Resource Coalition. It's a group of NGOs, governor's office, energy, all the multiple users of the resource, and well as county, to talk about what this might look like based on an opportunity for the Interior Department to have some input. It's looking like the Interior would like to use Wyoming and that region as a pilot project. And so we had a back and forth discussion about what that might look like in terms of bringing the decision-making process closer to the ground. Jim McGagna was instrumental in setting up this call, and he's in Denver today talking about similar issues with Forest Service. But at any rate, there's no action items from that, except that down the road, this could evolve into significant greater role for local governments in the NEPA process, as well as hopefully some source of funding that would go along as an example to provide counties the resources to have up-to-date economic baseline data, to provide possibly conservation districts the resources to do more of what our district is doing here, which a lot of other districts can't do. And then the only other thing I've got to report, I spent one day in Salt Lake City with the regional office of the Forest Service talking about how to reduce the length of time for the NEPA process, talked about use of categorical exclusions, more use of EAs instead of EISs to reduce the time and the cost. And again, we talked about county participation. Probably more importantly, I had a chance to visit with the regional forester about the Upper Green's lack of having a timber strategy for long-term strategy for active management.
Yeah, I'm watching for it.
And as a result of that, the deputy regional forester will be in Pinedale. We're in the process of scheduling a meeting now with her and Western Wyoming, would include Lincoln County at least, in addition to myself, probably Richard Stem, Trish O'Connor, the deputy regional forester, and I'll be talking to Trish about what other people she would like to have at that meeting. But the purpose of it is to try and get her the resources she needs to develop a real timber strategy that would result in providing some incentives to industry to develop the capacity to take care of the product as we move forward to actively manage the timber. It will be an expansion of the forest collaborative that we have here in the county.
Yeah.
That's all I have to report, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Bousman. And I think we got through everything that I needed to talk about in our earlier meetings here with the sheriff and with Road and Bridge and all of that. So I have nothing further to report. We will finish paying bills and then we will adjourn for lunch. We'll be back here at 1 o'clock. Probably not to your specifications.
Not to your specifications, but it doesn't take me long to quit.